Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And Robin, we've heard people talk about a two-state solution as one possible way out of the problems in the Middle East. Here in this country, there are some people talking about a six-state solution. In California, there's a proposal that could be on the ballot in the state in 2016 to divide the Golden State into six new states if officials approve the more than 1 million signatures submitted. Six Californias is the brainchild of Silicon Valley entrepreneur Tim Draper, a billionaire who's invested in companies like Skype, Hotmail, and Baidu. He's with us now from Stanford University. Tim Draper, welcome.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show, Jeremy.
Well, make your case for us. Why do you think California should be split into six different states?
Well, I grew up in California, and I grew up in the state that was number one in education, best place to do business, best infrastructure, and best weather. And that was 40 years ago. And all we've got now is the best weather. Schools have gone, K-12 schools have gone from first in the nation to 47th in the nation. As a place to do business, we've gone from the best place to do business to literally the worst, 50th out of 50. Prisons have quadrupled in size. We have four times as many prisoners as we did 40 years ago. And we have the most people below the poverty line. We have 20%, almost 20% of the people in California live below the poverty line. So the government has gone very much downhill. We're not getting the best service for our money.
So why would breaking the state up into six states help those problems?
Right. Our government has gotten very isolated. It's a large group in Sacramento, very isolated, and they're doing their best. And we've had governments from all sides of the aisle, and the people have gotten further distant from their government. And I think we need an opportunity for the people to be closer to their government, to make it local, and also to create a little bit of a choice so that people can easily move from maybe one state to another. It forces those governments to really perform, and we potentially end up with a much better platform from which all of these states can grow.
Well, and let's talk about those six states. We would have Silicon Valley would be one of them. Jefferson would be another. That would be the far northern part of California. North California would include Sacramento. Central California would include the agricultural Central Valley of the state. West California would include Los Angeles, but some of the suburban areas in Los Angeles would be in South California, which would also include San Diego. How did you decide on those states?
They were drawn according to various items, economics, political, made sure each one of them was a good melting pot. It turns out also they seem to have very different interests and very different personalities. There are two regions that are currently, with the current regime, very poor regions. And those poor regions, with a new platform for growth, could become very very successful states. So new governments can really make a big impact on the people.
But you do have a lot of critics of this idea, and I want to get through a few of them. And one of them, it's not even a critic, it's just a clause in the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, says new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new states shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state. So how do you get past that hurdle?
I actually think this movement will not just bring us six states in California, but I think it will open up other states to potentially get closer to their constituents.
But how would you do that within the bounds of the U.S. Constitution?
Oh, I've run this through many great constitutional lawyers, and they have all said that this is perfectly fine.
So, but Congress would have to say yes to it.
Yes, that's true. It acts pretty much like a law after California says, yes, we want this to be six states, then the rest of the country needs to figure out whether they want six new states. It turns out that when the United States wanted to bring Alaska in, they brought in Hawaii at the same time because it was a compromise, a political compromise. I guess one was Democrat and one was Republican at that time.
But I do think of the
same kind of thing would probably happen here. maybe you'd end up with six Californias and two Illinois and three. You might end up with 60 states when all is said and
done. Well, and I think of the people in Washington, D.C. who are listening to this and saying, wait a minute, we don't even have a state and we've got hundreds of thousands of people here who have no representation in Congress. You're asking for six times the number of senators that you have now.
Well, it turns out that California has 38 million people, and they've always had two senators. And it's not just because of the number of people. It's also because different issues are important to different people within California. I mean, in immigration law, which is the hot topic now, the people in San Diego are very concerned with the border, and people in Silicon Valley are very concerned with H-1B visas. So I would think being a representative of California, being one of our two senators, would be a very difficult job because they're trying to balance the interests of all the people, all 38 million of us up and down this coast, and it's a very difficult job.
We're speaking with Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper, who is behind the plan to split California into six states. He says he's got the signatures to put the issue on the ballot in 2016. You can weigh in at hereandnow.org or at our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio.
And Jeremy, people already are. Mary Wellmeyer is for the plan, but she says, I think three states would do the trick. Kevin Campbell is against it. He said, this is a plan by wealthy people who don't seem to want to pay taxes and who don't want the taxes they do pay to go to the poor. I guess gated communities aren't good enough for them. In other words, he thinks it's about separating out the poor from the rich.
And one of the criticisms that has been brought up, you can weigh in right now at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. And let's get back to our conversation with Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper, who wants to split California into six states. And Tim Draper, the group One California opposes your move. Here is Stephen Mavilio, who represents that group.
You have to think about this as how unworkable and ridiculous it is. The cost of splitting up the pension system, the cost of trying to take apart the water system in our state, the cost of creating six more legislatures with 600 more politicians and six lieutenant governors, and all those systematic things cost billions and billions and billions of dollars.
You have to admit there would have to be a lot of bureaucracy to get people. For instance, your car would have to be registered in a different state, and there would have to be six governors and six different legislatures and all that.
There would be some short-term costs, but there'd be some great long-term benefits. And I disagree, actually. I actually think there would be less bureaucracy with six states. In fact, if you put any other six states together in the United States, they would have less bureaucracy per capita than we do. It is interesting that the opposition is coming from Sacramento and from people who are lobbyists. I mean, I think they don't want their boat rocked. They kind of have had control over the state the way they want the control over the state. And I think by creating six new Californias, it ends up being much more of a democracy where we're all in it together and we're all trying to make it work.
What about the fact that this has been tried 200 times before to split California and it's never worked?
Well, there's always a first time. Right now, California operates pretty much as a monopoly. They'll give whatever service they want for whatever cost they charge. If you had two states, you'd probably just have two monopolies. And this is the first time that anyone has come to the idea of creating six new states in the land mass that is California.
I assume you would live in Silicon Valley, that state.
I do now, yeah.
But would you stay in that one if you got your six states?
Well, what's great is that with six states, people would be able to stay in this beautiful place and be able to move if they felt that their government was not representative and not supportive. And I think I'm kind of weird this way. I like paying tax dollars. I like where it goes. I want it to go to the state that does the best job with it.
But there are some
maybe the Silicon Valley, and that would be terrific.
But there are some who might think that this whole attempt is, you know, people in Silicon Valley, rich people in Silicon Valley who want their own state and let some of the other problems of the state of California be in these other states.
Well, it actually does more for the other parts of California than it does for the Silicon Valley, but it does a lot for the Silicon Valley. There can be a concentrated effort to encourage entrepreneurship, H-1B visas, but the other states all benefit in big ways because with the current regime, Silicon Valley is doing great. Everything's fine. In the other states, in the other proposed states, they're not necessarily doing so well.
There has been criticism, Tim Draper, of how the signatures have been gathered for this effort. I want you to just respond to that, the idea that some things have been said to get people to sign on to this that are not true, such as the California Attorney General Kamala Harris supports this plan, which in fact she does not.
There were 1.3 million signatures gathered for this initiative. We needed 808,000. When people gather signatures, the person who signs has the ability to read the entire initiative. And if they are not happy, if they sign something that they're not happy with, there is a process for going back and changing that. But that said, I think this is just politics. The powers that be, the current regime is going to throw up a lot of speed bumps along the way. We think we have plenty of signatures, and I think we're going to be on the ballot for November of 2016. And what's great about that is we have 2 years and 4 months to all discuss it and figure out how our states would be run and think about what those states could be like and how great they could be. And I think that could be a great process. So that 2 years and 4 months is going to be a great process coming to where all the counties can self-organize into new states.
So you've made a lot of very good bets in your career on different companies that you've invested in. What would your bet be about when this would happen? In your dream scenario, when California splits into six states, when does that happen?
So it's true. I've spent most of my life focusing on the future and trying to make sure the future is something of great value and trying to look to see what changes could happen to improve the way we all live. And I've been very fortunate in that I made some good investments in some companies where those entrepreneurs were really made a big impact on us, Tesla and Hotmail and Skype. They've really made big impacts on our society. And so I'm always looking to the future. And in looking to the future with respect to California, I didn't like what I saw. I mean, a lot of the times you look to the future by looking into the past and trying to project out. And if you look into the past, over the past 40 years, California has really gone from the best to the worst governed state in the country. And that's been a slide that will continue down if something isn't done. So I really felt that we needed something here to make a big impact on California and to give us a fresh start. And so I think that's what this is all about. I suspect the vote will take place in November of 2016. And then there will be time then for the states to self-organize and there will be 24 people, one senator, one assembly person, and two county supervisors from each of these states to negotiate state compacts. And then once that is done, then it's open for the federal government to decide when they deem at the right time to bring six Californias into the fold. So I think that could be anywhere from 2018 to 2028. That's probably the time frame. But boy, will we all be better off when that starts to happen.
Silicon Valley entrepreneur Tim Draper talking about his plan to split California into six states. Tim Draper, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on your show.
And we're also going to hear this week from the other side, the side that wants to keep California as one state. And you can weigh in at our website, hereandnow.org. I will say, Robin, one thing that's a little disappointing about this plan is I think the names they came up with for the different states.
North, South.
North California, South California. They're a little bit boring. They could have done better.
But we'd love to hear your ideas. It's a serious subject, but we could have
but this
some fun with the
not
names.
That
I mean, you know, it could be Big Tree Land
Big Tree.
Or Beach Boy Country.
Hillville.
Let us
I don't know.
Hereandnow.org.